Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
How to reach the masses, men of every bird, form and answer. Jesus gave the key. The masses, men of every birth, form and answer. Jesus gave the key. Oh, the world is hungry for the living bread. Oh, Lord, lift up the Savior for men to see. And he said it.
Yes, lift him up. This is Dr. Gregory Scott welcoming you once again to WGUM, where Pastor Patricia Bitterman will be the very next voice you will hear in a moment.
Come on, lift him up.
Clap your hands. Hallelujah. It is Wednesday night. We're on our Wednesday night service. This is Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott. Welcome you once again from wherever you're calling. We're glad to have you with us. It is my distinct pleasure at this point in time to present to some and introduce to others Pastor Patricia Benjamin, the woman on divine assignment. Pastor, it's yours.
Thank you. Good evening. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, even though we're embarking upon the evening hour. Truly, this is the day that the Lord, He hath made. And I am rejoicing, and I'm also glad in it. Today is a lovely day. It is a wonderful day in the neighborhood. The neighborhood being in my life, that's my neighborhood. This is my member. This is my life. So it is a wonderful day. Why? Because God Himself has made this day possible. Only God can do this for us. Is give us, that's why He taught His disciples to say, give us this day. Only God can give us the days that we have. I'm reminded that it says, the psalmist said, teach us to number our days. In other words, be thankful, be respectful, be gracious, be gratified in this day that you have. For tomorrow is not promise to anyone. So therefore, we need to give God the thanks for this day. I don't care if your stimulus check didn't come. I don't care if you are facing a certain situation. I don't care. You still need to stop right now and say, Lord, I thank you for this day. They say He didn't have to do it, but He did, for He woke me up this morning and started me on my way. He didn't have to do it, but He did. I am so grateful that I have Christ in my life. Where would I be without Him? It would be so lonely, so dark and dream. That's why I'm grateful. I'm truly grateful that I have Christ and He's in my life. I'm grateful on this evening, this 29th day of April, that I have Christ in my life. I just celebrated a birthday on last Friday, and I'm still getting cards out of the mail, oh, bless His name, celebrating me on my very special day. And it was a beautiful day. It was a beautiful day to have another birthday. Oh, you just don't know how happy I was that God allowed me to have another birthday to enjoy being in the land of the living. I'm grateful that I have Christ and He is in my life. We're not going to be with you long on this evening. I'm sorry. I want to apologize. Last week I had some people to get on and we were gone. So as my grandmother would say, it is the early bird who catches the worm. So we set a time and we must abide in that time. I said we'll be on at 7, and I know you have things that you must do. Maybe around that time, maybe it was an emergency situation for a moment that delayed you 5 or 10 minutes and you weren't able to get on right at the appointed time. But however, don't miss heaven. Miss the broadcast, but don't miss a prepared place for a prepared people. Be ready when the Lord comes. He's coming so soon. We thank God for even the coronavirus. I know some people won't like me saying that because so many people have died, but we thank God for everything. The scripture says in the book of Psalms, in everything give thanks. Am I happy that people died? No, I'm not. But am I happy that God is giving them some ability to narrow it down? Yes, I am. I'm grateful tonight for Cuomo, my home state, you know, New York, for the governor and my home state, New York, have been on the television, on the airwaves, and I pray for that man because God is using Governor Cuomo to get on the television and let us know what is going on and what to expect, where our president doesn't seem to be interested in educating us about this disease, but Governor Andrew Cuomo got on and he tells us everything that's going on, what's about to take place, and then the scientists, God have made them to be able to look at a rock on the universe and tell whether that rock is made out of this, that, or the other. All the scientists can say, let's mix this with that. You know, I'm a baker. My sister is a baker. My sister, I remember once she sent me a recipe, and she knew that I was the type of person that if it couldn't be done in a few minutes, I didn't have time for it. But she always took her time and did things, and she did them right. I did them right, too. I just did them quickly. My father would always say, what it take you a half an hour to do, I can do it in 5 minutes. So I guess I took on the mentality of my father. If you can get it done quick, why procrastinate? Why take your time? But my sister sent me a recipe for a very delicious pound cake that she makes, and she wrote it out so beautifully. And she said to me at the end of the cake, she said, this cake takes time. You cannot rush through it or else your cake will fall. Well, I didn't listen. I still wanted to do that cake my way. But it didn't work like that. The cake did not. It rose. But then it fell. When I took it, it was standing tall. It was beautiful. I said, oh, look at my cake. Ha! I didn't take my time to make this cake. But bless God, in a few minutes, the cake started disappearing and disappearing. And I looked, and it was disappearing right in the pan. Right in the pan. The cake kept going down, down. It went down so far till it couldn't go down anymore. And I said, oh, look at my cake. And the next time I did the exact same thing. In a hurry, in a hurry, in a hurry, in a hurry. She said to me, this cake called for 7 eggs. You cannot put all 7 of the eggs in at one time. I'm saying, you have to, she said, you have to drop 1 egg at a time. And you beat that egg in. And then you drop the next one. And so right away, so what do the egg, what do the cake, what do it know about how I drop the eggs? So you drop the egg and you go zoop, and then you drop another, and well, you know the story. It's just like the first one I told, the cake fell. But when I followed the instructions, my cake out like it was supposed to come out. What I'm saying to you tonight is that God made the scientists, and they know how to mix this with that, and they know how many milligrams, how many meters, how many whatever it is that they need. God gave them that ability to have a mind, first of all, to even want to work with that stuff, and then they went to school to enhance what was already in there because it was given to them by God. And that's the story of how I appreciate the scientists for knowing what to do. For years, I didn't know that vodka, Lord, somebody think I backslide. Let me hurry up and tell the story. I didn't know for years that vodka that you drink, the alcohol, the liquor that you drink was made out of white potatoes. Now, I love white potatoes, but I don't get high off of them when I eat them. But it's a certain way that you have to let that potato sit. And I guess it from, I watched it on the television show, How Is It Made? And so I just watched. And when I said, white potatoes? And it said many of the potatoes came from Long Island. Well, that's where I come from. And God knows we have plenty of potatoes on Long Island. And they made vodka. But you see, they had to know just how long the potato should sit in a certain place. Potatoes like the darkness, and they like it dry, and they like it cool, and they'll survive a lot better in a darker area. And so these people knew just how long to let that potato sit so that they could get what they needed from that potato, which was in the earth at one point and grew up to be a potato. It started out a seed, but it grew up, and then it ended up being on your table or in a bottle. I didn't know where vodka came from. And it's the same thing. My grandfather had a grapevine, and they looked just like regular grapes, but it was a certain way that you put those grapes up off of the vine till they ferment, and that's where the wine came from. Science teaches us these things. So in everything, I want to tell you tonight, no, it's not a good thing that people are getting sick and dying. No, it's not a good thing that people are getting sick with this disease and they're suffering. Some of those who had the disease and God allowed them to overcome the disease, they tell you just how horrible it is. But even in that, we have to tell God, thank you. Oh, bless his name. I just found out yesterday that someone who is very dear to me in New York has the virus. And I sent her back a text, and I told her, no weapon formed against you will prosper. No weapon. And she texted me back and she said, that's what I've been quoting to myself. No weapon formed against me will prosper. And I want her to hold on to that because I don't believe her time is up. I don't believe she's going to exit by the way of Corona. And then I just found out today as I was speaking with a young lady from New York, and she told me another dear sister friend of mine that I grew up with has the coronavirus. And I haven't had the time to find her number yet to tell her, hang on, what you gonna do when your back's against the wall? Hang on. Hang on. Hold to God. Unchanging. Hey, oh, somebody may say, well, that's easy for you to say. You don't have the virus. No, I don't. I'm not aware that I have the virus, but while I yet have a chance, I'm going to tell the Lord thank you. When I can't breathe and can't talk on the phone, I may not be able to open my mouth and tell God thank you, but in my church, I was taught that if I couldn't say a word, I would wave my hand, but I understand they're not even able to wave the hand. That's why we must make every day count. We must tell the Lord thank you more than one time a day. When you get in your car and go where you intended to go and God allow you to get there, when you arrive, you should say, Lord, I thank you. When you get back into your house safe and a bullet didn't take you out or another car didn't take you out or somebody acting foolish with a knife or a bow and arrow, it didn't come nigh your dwelling, you need to stop and say thank you. I remember the songwriter. He was a R&B singer, and I think he was, I wish my sister could tell me, but anyhow, I think his name was Johnny Walker, I believe it was, and he said, how sweet it is to be loved by you. And he said, I just want to stop and thank you, baby, but I just want to change that just for a moment. How sweet it is to be loved by Jesus. How love by you. Ooh, oh, blessedness. I feel good down in my sanctified soul. Thank you, sweet Jesus. Ooh, nobody could do me like Jesus. Nobody, can do me like the Lord. I don't feel no ways tired. I've come too far from where I started from. I just can't give up now. Oh, no. My prayers are with the bereaved, and my prayers are with those who are suffering with this virus. And for all of us who involved in this pandemic, I went into the store today, and I'm saying, wow, God. So this is what it takes to get people to stay home. This is what it takes to make us aware how precious life really is. You don't realize how precious it is until you get stopped in your tracks. Ah, my pastor Marinette used to say, this ain't church as usual. Well, this is not America as usual. My Bible says that in the New Testament, said every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. We've been running around doing our own thing. It's my thing. I can do what I want to do. I can go where I want. I can come as I please. But it's not like that now. You have curfews and fines and signs and all of these things. Ah, I had to go to the bathroom in my travel. I said, wait, don't go too far from the house. I can't go in the restaurant and use their bathroom. Take me back to my house. Thank God I had the key to the kingdom. I could come in and use my own bathroom and then go back out riding and sightseeing, looking to see, oh, how precious that the earth is that belonged to the Lord. No matter about the pandemic, Dr. Scott, I found that the weeds are still growing. Oh, bless his name. I found that the dandelions are still popping their little yellow heads up. No matter about the coronavirus whatsoever, I found out that the tulips still blossomed while it's yet spring. I found out that the forsythia tree came out yellow and beautiful. I found out that the daffodils were still lifting up their heads towards heaven. In a pandemic, in a virus environment, I found out that God is still sending the rain. It's not so, we don't have so much pollution in the air anymore. But God is still sending his earth the rain. Oh, children, I came to tell you all today, don't get weary. Come on and put your eyes on the prize. And that prize is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, who takes care of all of our diseases, who will heal us of all of our iniquities. With his stripes, we are healed. We got a God that we can trust. We got a God that we serve. And if God allows us to take flight out of here by way of corona, he is still with us. He said, yea, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I am with thee. Oh, yes, Lord, I thank you. So matter what's going on today, God is still with us. He said, I'd never leave you nor forsake you. David said, if I make my bed in hell, God will be there. And if I ascend to the uttermost parts of the world, God will be there. Ain't nowhere you can go that God not there. Oh, bless his name. Oh, I'm excited tonight. I feel Jesus in this place. Oh, nobody can do me like Jesus. Lift him up. Lift him up for men to see. He said, if I be lifted from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. Ah, thank you, sweet Jesus. The Lord woke me up this morning, because he wakes you up every morning, not your alarm clock. But he gives us life. And this morning, he woke me up, and I popped up out of my bed to see the bright sunlight. I said, wow, what time is it? And it was after 8. I said, great day in the morning. Ooh, it's late. But the Lord spoke to me. And he spake these words in my hearing. And he said, write it down. And I said, okay. And I grabbed my paper and my pen. And I wrote what I heard him saying in my hearing. And he said, why are you climbing the mountain? I said, huh? Why are you climbing the mountain? He said, tell my people. Ask them the question, why are they climbing the mountain? He said, I told them to speak to the mountain, and the mountain in their life will be removed. He said, but the problem is we're climbing a mountain that we are not equipped to climb. So therefore, we slip and we fall, and then we end up looking up, gazing at the mountain and say, I believe I'll try it again. But he said, why are you climbing the mountain? And I said, Lord, he said, tell my people, this is not the time to be mountain climbing. This is the time to put your trust in me and speak to the mountains in your life. There are mountains in your life that you cannot climb. I hear my mother saying, God specializes in things that seem impossible. If, I don't know who I'm speaking to in Radio Land, but because there is a mountain in your life that you looked at this mountain and you don't know how to go around it, you don't know how to climb it, but God said to tell you, speak to it and trust him. God said, speak to that mountain in your life on tonight and then trust him. He said to tell them, I have already climbed the mountain for them. They don't have to climb it, but they do have to trust me. If they would commit that mountain, and the mountain is something that you can't fix yourself, something you can do nothing about yourself. Your life seems to be in shambles, and everywhere you turn, there's a roadblock somewhere. You can't get through here, and you can't get through there. You can't get help with this, and you can't get help with that. God said, that's a mountain that you need not try to climb. Oh, it could be a mountain with your help. God said, trust me, I got this. He said, write it down, tell them, ask them again, while you try to climb this mountain. God said, I've already made the way, but I need you to turn aside from and trust me. Put it in my hands. Give it to me and I'll bear it. Give it to me. Let me, if there is a need in your life, if you will only, I'll take it. If you'll only give it to me. I don't know who that is for, but God keeps saying it over and over. Give it to me. Give it to me. I will work it out for you. And then he said to tell them, to repeat these words in Psalms, I believe it's Psalms 121. I'm asking God to give me a reader that listened in on the program that will contact me and be able to, when I call these scriptures off, that they can get it when I call off Psalms 121, at my reader, if I was in church, a reader would have been reading for me, that my reader will go and read. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. He will not allow. And it says your foot here, but you need to put yourself in this place. He will not allow my foot to be moved. He who keepeth you will never slumber. He who keepeth Israel will never. And you would say that he who keepeth me shall never sleep. Oh, bless his name. The Lord is my keeper. The Lord is my shade at my right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord said to tell you, the Lord shall preserve you from all evil. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, that's what you should have said just then. Thank you, Jesus. It's time to get acquainted with thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. David is telling you just how much God cares and how good the Lord's mercy is towards you, towards us, towards me. That he said, the Lord shall preserve you from all evil. Thank you, Jesus. And that lamp is only 8 little verses. You can read it for yourself and put yourself in that place. Psalms 121. He shall preserve your soul. And you would put there, he shall preserve my soul. Thank you, Jesus. My soul, the Lord, he shall preserve my soul. Then the Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Look unto the hills tonight, Zion. Look unto the hills, my brother. Look unto the hills, my sister. All this has been written in this book for years before I got here. Before you got here, but you know what? It is just as real today as it was then. It is just alive. it was back then when it was written. It was there for such a time as this. God knew that you would be going through your valley situation. But he said, I need to leave something to encourage he or she with. And he said for you to lift up your eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh your help. And you got to know that your help on today, on this evening, tonight and tomorrow, if it's given to you, it comes from the Lord, not from Pastor Benjamin. All I can do is do like the writer did, was write the words. All I can do is speak what's written in the word. They'll encourage you that you can make it, because God is still working miracles. What seems impossible with man, God is still making ways out of his way. Trust him. Ah, you have a testimony that where the road was closed and the door was shut, the mountain, God said, I'll make the darkest light. Hey, Alalaboshi, before you, in the high places, God said, I'll bring them down. The mountains in your life are high places. But God said to tell you, I'm going to bring the mountain down where you can step on it and walk over it. Oh, bless his name. I'll even move it far from you. But you got to turn to Jesus. You got to go have that little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about your problems. He'll hear your faintest cry and he'll answer you. I don't know why they put by and by, but they did. I asked my grandma, what they mean by and by? She said, I don't know, honey, but it's by and by. The Lord gonna fix it. By and by. They got great consolation out of knowing that God was going to fix it. So if by and by was tomorrow, it was all right. If by and by was next week, it's all right. If by and by is next year, it's all right. Because they was happy just to know that God was going to take care of their battle. They was happy just knowing that there is nothing too hard for God. Why are you climbing, hey God, the mountain? I know that Maddie Clark, Maddie Moss Clark, wrote the song Climbing Up the Mountain, trying to reach the top. Remember, she said, I'm trying to reach the top. She didn't say I'm reaching, but I'm climbing up the mountain, trying to reach the top. She said, I've almost finished the battle. I'm almost done, but I just can't stop. But Jesus said, speak to it. Speak to me. And I'll move it. Speak to it. And if you speaking to it, don't move, then tell me about it. I'm your mountain climber. I'm your mountain climber. You don't have to go it alone anymore. Mama can't fix it. Daddy can't fix it. Husband can't do it. Wife can't do it. Children, forget that. They can't fix it. Let Jesus fix it for you. For know just what to do. Whenever you pray, let him have his way. Let Jesus fix it for you. Woman, I say to you on tonight, take off your spikes, put down your rope, speak to your mountain, stop trying to climb that mountain. You're fighting a losing battle. God said, trust me. I got this. Trust me. I want to give you a testimony that every door was shut. But God, he don't have to open the door. He can walk through the door. He said, I am the door. Hallelujah. Man, forget about trying to be macho and think you're supposed to know what to do. God said, humble yourself and watch me give you a miracle. Whosoever you are tonight, Jesus is waiting to fix it. You can't fix this. I'm looking for a testimony that God did it. All the stimulus money you know is coming. But this, you can't do anything with. But God said, don't climb that mountain anymore. Look up. See God. Your help is on the way. Look up. Sing the song. Clouds. I used to sing it. Say, hey, heaven. Just about a month or so ago, I was in my kitchen and I was feeling some kind of way. And I thank God for my brother being saved. My brother Michael. And I can call Pastor Mike. I said, Pastor Mike, because Pastor Mike and I had a relationship that I didn't have with my older brother, and yet I love my older brother just as much. And I didn't have the same relationship with my sister like I had with Pastor Mike, because the difference being is, and I love her just as much. But with Pastor Mike, we can communicate on the same level, not because Michael is saved, and I'm not saying that my sister and my other brother is not saved, but this is where we communicate at so well together. I said, Mike, he's up. I said, do you remember the song? Clouds hang heavy over us. Darkness seems to be everywhere. Sometimes it seems hard to bear. But if you would just keep still, the Lord will be right there. He said, yes, sir. He'll come in ahead. Michael and I sang in the choir for years together. My brother Rock or my sister Jackie, they didn't sing in the choir. But Michael and I sang in the choir together for years. So the songs that I sang, Michael sang also. And I began to talk about, he will come in a hurry. He'll be there. Don't you worry. Yes, he will. The earth is filled with despair. There's trouble and confusion everywhere. Sometimes it's hard to bear, but Jesus knows. That's the song. What you can bear. If you have the faith, he'll be right there. He'll come in a hurry. He'll be there. Don't you worry. I get an emotion day. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Weeping may endure for a night, but God will make everything all right. If you trust and never doubt, God will surely bring you out. He will come in a hurry. Yes, he will. Yes, she will. Yes, she will. I want to encourage you on tonight. You don't have to climb, hey, that mountain. I know the song sound good. I'm coming up on the rough side of the mountain. The point about that song is you say, I must hold to God, his power for him. But don't you let the devil tell you to climb the mountain when God said, speak to it. Don't you know you're being disobedient to God's word? I was telling my armor bearer earlier today, it's more to sinning than committing adultery and fornication. Mm-hmm. That's all we talk about. But there's more than that. But God told you to speak to the mountain, and it'll be cast in the midst of the sea. It'll move away from you. Speak to it. So why do you want to go against God's order? He says, speak to it. I know it take God seem like forever. But you know what? When he comes, he takes the sting away. He takes the pain of waiting forever seem like. He'll take it all away. And he'll replace it with the song for this joy that I have. The world didn't give it to me. And the world can't take it away. He'll replace your pain and your agony. He'll replace that. Just a little light affliction. Yeah, it took 12 years, but it still was a light affliction. Yeah, it took 15 months, but it's still just a light affliction. A year seems like eternity. Yes, but it's a light affliction. My God, why are you climbing the mountain? Yeah. When I told you to look unto the hills from which cometh your help, cometh from the Lord. Why? Sit we here until we die. The centurion said, why sit we here until we die? Because they're going to kill us if we get up and go over the wall. Because that's our enemy over there. And then we're going to sit outside the wall. And we're going to die because there's no food. So you don't have a choice. Either way, they came to the conclusion, either way, we're going to die. We're going to die from starvation. If we go over the wall here, the enemy going to kill us. They're outside the wall having a faithless conversation. Faithless conversation. No trust in the God of their salvation. Don't you know tonight that God is the devil's boss? God can tell the devil to shut up and step back off my child. I'm coming through. And the devil got to move. But they got up. They said, you know what? I don't know. That must have been me, the one sitting there. And I said, shucks, forget this. They're going to have to kill me. If I'm dead, I don't have to starve to death. I'm already dead, so what the heck? You going? Come on. Let's go. That had to be me because it seemed like I'm bold enough to do something like that. Come on. Let's go. Shucks. We stay out here, we're going to starve to death, so let's go and get it over with. But the God who they didn't seem to put a lot of trust in or faith at that particular moment because they were thinking out of the box. They were thinking out of the box. They weren't thinking about the God that provides for us. He said, I'm your provider. I'll provide I'll make a way of escape. I'll put water in the desert when there is none. Smite the rock and get the water out of the rock. Who ate a rock since then and got the water out of it? But when God speaks, hear him. Hear him tonight. God said, hear me tonight. Stop trying to climb this mountain. Let me do it instead. But when they went over the wall, they found out that God had killed their enemy, who had more food, more everything over there. Everything that they needed and some was on the other side of that wall. But their enemies were dead. Now, the whole city belongs to them. God said, I want to do it for you. But trust me. If I was in church, I would ask you all for an offering with a message like this. Don't you know I paid more money today for my prescription than I pay in tithe? God don't require but 10%, but the pharmacist wanted more than that. I paid more money in the last 2 days, I said, for my prescription than what I pay in tithe. But you all dine at the Lord's table. Send a donation to Glory United Ministries. Do PayPal, whatever you need to do. No donation is too small, and none is too large. Stop mountain climbing. I'm going to close right there. Remember, why sit you here? Until you die. Why are you trying to? I don't know why God keeps going. Why are you trying to climb this mountain? But after tonight, when you get off this line, go and say, Lord, forgive me for trying to do what I can't do. But I recognize and I realize from hearing the word that I'm to turn it over to you. And in the process of turning it over, tell the Lord, thank you. And then move on, whether it's your children, whether it's your health, whether it's your spouse, whether it's a coworker, whether it's just whatever has become a mountain in your life. It could be your pastor. Some of you got pastors with problems with your pastors. Oh, God, if you're singing in the choir, Jesus, I know you got problems with choir members. But whatever the mountain is in your life, stop climbing tonight. Give it to God. And tell the Lord, thank you. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit and the people of God, they say, amen. Dr. Scott.
Thank you, Pastor Bitterman. Once again, you've given us an uplifting, stirring, and moving, very moving sermon. Even though we did not have thousands of people on the call tonight, I know the Holy Spirit went out and reached out and grasped them. And they said, why am I feeling so good now? And they said, oh, yeah, that's right. Pastor Benjamin is on the air. And that anointing just flowed out to them. So thank you once more for that great message. Now, what I'd like to mention to listeners, particularly those of you in the archives, is that when this program began, we were on another network called Greater Good Ministries. And then I said to Pastor Billman, why don't we just migrate over and have our own network, which we do. It's WGUM. And I said to her, well, why don't you just preach a couple of times a month? In the meantime, I had a program going on Thursdays. But I was so inspired by her sermonizing that I said, well, look, why don't you come on Thursday as well? Well, as it happens now, that is just coming on Thursday. She's now preaching on Wednesday. So I've decided to dedicate the Thursday morning program, which comes on at 10 o'clock, to a half hour of just simply healing prayer and blessing prayer and goodness prayer, so that those of you who have that time, 10 o'clock, dial in on the same number And then we can just pray together and let God open up the windows of heaven. Because one thing that we do know is that we may not have it, but guess what? God has it.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Let me hear you say yes!